listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told nothing left, no reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Demons to some, angels to others.
Everyone should be home for Christmas.
Are about to discover...
Lauren, we're opening up presents.
Why don't you open the present we got you?
Their house...
I got it.
...is his home.
All is calm. All is bright. Who is in my house tonight?
Don't you have lots of toys to deliver to good little boys and girls?
You really shouldn't provoke somebody like that.
And on December 25th...
You're definitely getting punked.
All he wants for Christmas
is Megan in her room.
Is a new family he can treat like his very own.
Hello and welcome to Haunted Radio for December 24th, 2014. This is the 314th edition of Haunted Radio, which is very proudly sponsored by and brought to you by HalloweenForum.com. Now, As you may have noticed, we did not have a show for this past week here. Unfortunately, we had circumstances arise. What I was planning to do for that show and this week's show, I'm just kind of combining them together. There is no Critic Carnival this week, no Graveyard Gazette this week. What we will be doing is some sound clips. We're going to have four different songs for you. And as we do every year for our Christmas episode, we will have How the Grinch Stole Christmas, narrated by Frankenstein himself, Mr. Boris Karloff. I take this time let everyone know again, next week's show, the following week, we'll be having our New Year's edition of the show. So you look forward to that. And then the following week, we'll be back with our regularly scheduled formatted show. For this week's show, we will be airing on the Vortex Bob Rivers' Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire. We'll be playing Carol of the Bells, performed by the great haunted attraction musical artist Nox Arcana. We'll have the Crypt Keeper with the Christmas Rap and Weird Al Yankovic's The Night Santa Went Crazy. Then, like I said, we will also have The Grinch, narrated by Boris Karloff. The show will wrap up after that. So I'm taking this time just to, right now, wish every one of you a very happy Christmas. Everyone has a Merry Christmas. Enjoys the holidays with your family and friends. Have a great time. I'll see you next week for a New Year's edition of the show. So in the meantime, enjoy this week's show. Enjoy the Christmas show. Thank you, everyone, for making our Cruel Yule a success again. And I just want to wish everyone again a very Merry Christmas. And we'll see you next week. And enjoy this year's Cruel Yule Christmas edition of Haunted Radio.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that!
And every hungry child is gonna spy.
You see if chipmunks really sing when they cry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and there ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights,
Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes, from chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks. through you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Get my drift? I want each ghoulish fiend I know to get this special gift. So listen good, my chubby friend. Lean your ear this way, or I just might whack it off first thing Christmas Day. The Headless Horseman wants a gift. Bet you can't guess what. He's not only lost his head, now he's lost his butt. Hannibal the Cannibal would like some Christmas punch. Then he'd like to meet your elves and have them all for lunch. Frankenstein just wants a girl wearing lace and bows, but make sure she's blonde and stacked or they'll eat your nose. Wolfman's needs are quickly met, he's not hard to please. Just recommend a real good vet, he's been getting fleas. As it may be, and you don't have to even get a thing for creepy me. All I ask is get these gifts for my friends some way, or we'll have roasted Santa Claus for lunch on Christmas Day. Check the green cards. Hey, what's Mrs. Claus doing tonight? She's gonna be free, 'cause you're going to be filling my order. You better get busy, chubbo. Jolly old Saint Nick.
The elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big fat drunk disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die.
The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Some finally must have snapped in his brain.
Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage.
He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Chris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's a National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness Blues and hug out the circling round in the sky. And the bullets are flying, the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who said it was.
My, you used to be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years.
But now Vixen's in therapy and Donner's still nervous. And the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night.
What's so freaking important you interrupted my scungili? What? You don't know the story of Rudolph? Well, pull up an ice pick, an ice block, and I'll tell you everything. Well, not everything. As far back as he could remember, Rudolph wanted to be one of Santa's maid reindeer. Like his friends, Jimmy the Antler and Frankie Two Times. There was only one problem.
Oh.
Hey, Frankie, look! It's a raid! The cops are here!
You'll never be in Santa's gang. Never be in Santa's gang.
Hey, what's that? Look here.
Get him!
Here. I guess I'm just a misfit. Hey, who the are you?
I'm Hermie the Drill. Santa kicked me out because I wouldn't give him his tribute. Someday, I'm gonna take over Santa's whole operation.
Hey, I'm with you, Paizan. And I know just the guy to call. Yukon Cornelion!
We'll get even. We'll get even. We'll make Santa pay. We'll make calls. We'll break balls. So we'll get our cut someday.
That's him, all. I'm out. I'm out. What's the matter for you? I said, still no.
Ho, ho, ho! Donner and Blitzen just hijacked a shipment of pure snow. We'll make 2 million easy.
Who the f*** are you?
Who the f*** am I? I'm Yukon Cornelion, the greatest hitman of all. And I've got a special present for you. Compliments of one disgruntled elf and red-nosed reindeer.
Were you talking to me? You talking to me?
I should get one of these for my workshop.
Next, our friends went to Santa's toy room with a special delivery.
Hey, look who it is. Mr. Freakin' Fireplug. Mr. Freakin' Fireplug.
Does my nose amuse you? Is it funny? Like a clown? Does it make you laugh?
No. Great nose.
Okay, I'm the capo now. Hermie's my lieutenant and Abominable here's my enforcer. Capiche? Now let's eat.
So remember, kids, the moral of this story is keep your f***ing mouth shut.
Have a merry freaking Christmas and you'll hear what we have said. Don't you squeal or rat us out or you.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Oh, please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly Who wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and fizzle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pantoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz, oh fuzz, and blither bloops, and buzz, oh buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof on plant.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers
and 3 miles of snapper snood.
Hang dang-donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed Who, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and beers, all the things. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and wands.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers, nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. Or tomorrow, I know, all those Who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then... Oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate, all the noise, 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 noise. And their shrieks, squeaks, and squeals racing round on their wheels. They'll dance with jing-tinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-flubers, they'll bang their tartinkers. They'll blow their hoo-hoobers, they'll bang their gartinkers. They'll beat their trum-tookers, they'll slam their slu-slunkers. They'll beat their blum-blookers, they'll wham their hoo-wonkers. And they'll play noisy games like Zuzita Kaze, a roller skate type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noises to looks on their great big electro-hoo-cardio schnooks. Then the Who's, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast. Oh, roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least. And then they'll do something I hate most of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'll stand hand in hand, and those Who's will start singing.
Welcome, welcome. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
Bahoo for is Dahoo Doris.
Welcome, welcome Christmas. Welcome, welcome Christmas Day.
They'll sing and they'll sing and they'll sing, 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 sing.
And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas thing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat to the coat.
And he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch?
Ha!
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Then the Grinch said,
get up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their car. Their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one.
The old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Whos stockings hung all in a row.
These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go.
Slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pamponas, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick.
Why, my sweet little tot,
the fake Santa Claus lied,
there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was a quarter of dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their snoof and their fuzzles, their tringlers and trappings. 10,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump. He was grinchily humming.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do.
Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear.
He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But this sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded glad. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing. Without any presence at all, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches, plus 2. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile in his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing ho, ho on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoop and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we have been. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.
Radio would like to thank the following sponsors for helping us bring you the best in haunted and horror entertainment on a weekly basis.
Halloween Forum, the number one Halloween community since 2002. The original Halloween Forum, www.halloweenforum.com. The Midnight Syndicate, the leader in Halloween music and gothic horror fantasy soundtracks, www.midnightsyndicate.com. The Deadland Haunted House in Warren, Michigan, thedeadland.com. The Motor City Horror Club, where horror discussion begins, mchc60.50webs.com. Haunt Space, the social network for hardcore haunters, at hauntspace.com. Halloween Trade, the worldwide Halloween and haunted house shopping mall, www.halloweentrade.com.